Yeah, God, what a sound, right? You're sitting in the comfort of your own home? Are you sitting in your comfort? Okay, very good, sir. Sorry? Okay, let's make a start. I'm not sure if I'm mute to myself. I'm mute to myself, but is anyone else there besides Mr. Friedlander? Sorry? Yeah, so you can hear clearly? Sorry? Good, okay, right, let's make a start. So yesterday we spoke about having a drink, a coffee or something before davening. So we said that really once the Zman of Chi of Kiddush comes, I mean, let's talk about Friday night, what I was talking about, but it's really whenever the Chi of Kiddush comes, it's also the taste ending, even water. On Friday night, the Chi of Kiddush comes when a man says, boy, B'sholem in the summer, because he's been Kabbalah Shabbos much earlier. Normally in the winter, almost straight away when he davened, he's ready Kabbalah Shabbos. So as soon as he's Kabbalah Shabbos, then he has already got a problem. He can't eat or drink anything before making Kiddush. A woman has the same problem. When she lights the Shabbos candle, she's Kabbalah Shabbos normally. So as soon as she lights the Shabbos candle, she's got a problem that if she wants to drink something or eat something, she really has to make Kiddush. We said yesterday though, if she wants to have a tablet or something, that water that she's having is insignificant, that's nothing, and that's okay. On Shabbos morning, that's really a problem like every other day, that normally a person can't have a meal before he davens. So we saw the Mishnah Berurah yesterday. Mishnah Berurah says that coffee with sugar and milk is not having with the mice, and the apostle said nowadays a drink, a posture drink that a person has before davening, which you know helps them daven at all, there's no problem. And that is the same on Shabbos morning as well, actually. That issue is the same on Shabbos morning. One is allowed to have a cup of coffee, a normal drink, not a choshva drink, we said, like a beer or whiskey, that l'chore one should not have on Shabbos morning before one davens. But a simple drink, a normal simple drink, a coffee, a tea, an orangeade, a glass of fruit juice, something like that, that l'chore is mutter before one davens. That's what we said. Chorim are a different parasha, and we said already yesterday, a person has to eat, let's say, fruit before davening, but he doesn't eat mazonos. So in that case, he's allowed to eat without making kiddush. Because since he doesn't have to have mazonos foods, he's got no chiyuv yet of sudah, and therefore he's allowed to have fruits before davening. If he must eat cake before davening, so many poskim say that since he's in a position to eat foods now which qualify for sudah, he now has to make kiddush. So you can have a person who before davening can have a chiyuv to make kiddush. Other poskim a bit more lenient, and they say that a choyla is not the zman for making kiddush, and he's allowed to eat even without kiddush. But the Mishnah Berurah's shita l'choyla is that he has to make kiddush before he eats. We saw yesterday in the Bi'alocha said the kiddush that maybe someone who's cholash leiv should daven really at home first, and then finish davening and make kiddush. Okay, what about women? Someone asked yesterday about women regarding kiddush. So many women have breakfast during the week before tefillah. Because they feel schwach. They have a drink or something. They have to have some breakfast, anything they have before davening for a woman because they're schwach. They're like a choyla. And they feel that they need to have something to eat or drink before they daven, which is allowed during the week. On Shabbos, since yesh om that women are to daven, the best thing for them to do, according to Mishnah Berurah, the best thing for a woman to do on Shabbos, if she feels like that, is to say a short tefillah, which is yotzeh with meikav din, the moshe, let's say birchas haTorah or something like that, which is a birchas haShrach and it's a bakosha. If she says birchas haTorah, that's really called davening already. She's really been yotzeh her davening meikav din. Then she can make kiddush after that. That's really according to Mishnah Berurah's Eitzah, what to do. The best thing that comes out of Chol, according to Mishnah Berurah, that's the best thing to do. That she should make, she should daven a bit, the Birchas HaTorah or something, a Bakosha, and then she should make Kiddush after that, and then she can carry on, she can carry on davening afterwards. There are other... yeah, she's been Yotzeh Kiddush Pashas there, but... Well, what are we talking about? What do you mean? We're going to Mishnah Berurah says the best thing we have to do is the Abyssal Torah, and then she should make Kiddush. What? She can't on Friday night. Nachman, on Friday night, once a woman's become a Shabbos, by Lokas Hanero, she can't eat or drink. The only thing she can do is she has to make Kiddush if she wants to eat or drink. On Shabbos morning, we're saying, that sometimes people eat before davening because a woman certainly in a moshul, because she's shvach and everything, she feels that she has to have a bit of breakfast before she eats, before she davens. So that's during the week. On Shabbos, when the Mishnah Berurah it comes out, the best thing for her to do is to make a short tefillah. The moshul says it's something like Birchas Torah, which is a bakosha and a shvach to the Rebbeinu Shlom, which Me'ikar Din she can be used to her tefillah with, and then she can make Kiddush afterwards. That's really the best thing to do, according to Mishnah Berurah. That's what many poskim say, that she can do that. Others are more lenient. I saw it written down for Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is an interesting chiddush, actually. Rav Moshe says that a woman who's married, she's allowed to eat before davening. Because since her husband's not yet davened, there's no chiv of kiddush yet. And therefore, it's like in the middle of the night. It's like there's no chiv of kiddush yet for her. But an unmarried daughter, according to this, would have a problem then. She's got this problem. But many poskim don't agree with this thing, I think, and as far as I know, they hold that every woman should make kiddush, they should daven a bit and make kiddush. Now, other poskim will go to the other extreme, and they say it's like a choyla, and they're a bit makel with a choyla to be able to eat without making kiddush at all. But that's chiddushim already, that's that one has to have a masoiz for it. I mean, I'm zecher people have got this masoiz, but that's not the general meaning of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah's shitta seems to be that the best thing to do for a woman is to make kiddush, is to say a bit of davening, Birchas HaTorah or something, and then to make kiddush, and she can have a meal then, and then after she goes back to davening, she'll finish off her davening. That's the chore, the best thing. Oh. What? And you can't have anything. You can't eat anything before. Why? You can't even have water. When the chiv of kiddush comes, good question is that. But when the chiv of kiddush comes, the moshul, let's say Friday night or so, whatever it is, that when Chabad says eat. Even water you can't. On Shabbos morning, before davening, you're allowed to have a drink. No, one shouldn't have any food. One shouldn't have any food before davening. One shouldn't eat any food before davening. Unless he's a choler who needs to have fruit is allowed to. It's a special matter. But a healthy person shouldn't eat anything at all before davening. Well, a person who's shvach, so that's what I said, if he can have peiros, for example, if he just needs to have peiros to fill himself up with, let's say, he doesn't have to have mazonos, then he can eat that without making kiddush. If he needs to have mazonos, then he'll have to make kiddush first. That's what it'll depend on, that's what he'll have to do. So it depends what he's like. I mean, I said, someone told me once he needs to have cereals before davening. He can't have an empty stomach. It doesn't feel good. So he has to have a cereal, a proper mazonos cereal before he davens. So in such a case like that, then lechera he needs if he's having mazonos, he should make kiddush first. That's what the person do. That's what we said. If the person wants to eat cake before davening, so he qualifies now to having a suda. So such a person now, since he's allowed to have a suda now, he has to make kiddush. Okay, there's another interesting halacha there in Hilchos Kiddush, which is that Yayin Poiter Kol HaMashkim. That's a halacha in Siman Kuf Ayin Dalid, see base. Halacha in Hilchos Brochas, which is very relevant actually to Kiddush on Shabbos morning, more so than on Friday night. Normally on Friday night, a person makes Kiddush on Friday night, and he normally goes straight to the meal. He has the meal straight after. On Shabbos morning, I mean, first of all, a person goes to a kiddush, for example, in shul. He's gone to a kiddush in shul. And then he's eating the kiddush there, and he heard kiddush. We'll see what he has to do. But then he wants to have a fizzy drink, or a pure juice, or coffee, or tea. So the Mechaber says like this, in Kuf Ayin Dal, see base. Yayin Poiter Kol Minei Mashkim. When a person makes a brocha wine, that patters all other liquids. Is Mishnah Berurah? That is the head of all drinks, and therefore once a person makes a brocha on wine, it will patter all drinks. Says the Mishnah Berurah, One condition is imperative. So first of all, Mishmur says it has to be on the table in front of him when he makes the bracha on the wine. Because when he makes that bracha on the wine, and we say the bracha covers everything which is in front of him. So the marshal, someone goes to Kiddush, and he drinks, he has wine. We'll see how much you need to have of the wine, but he has a certain amount of wine. Once he has that amount of wine, if he wants to have a cup of Coke, a coffee, a whiskey, any other liquid he wants to have, he does not make a shakel nevori. In fact, a bracha baton to make shakel nevori. Because the wine, when he made the bracha on the wine, he had some wine, that wine will putter all other liquids. So the Mishnah Berurah starts off, first of all, it has to be on the table in front of him. The vach yun afonov ala shulchan b'shosh ha-birich ha-layayim. Then the Mishnah Berurah... What? Oh. I think it has to be on there. He has to see it in front of him, looks like. Then if he has to be mamish on the table, he says, shi yun afonov ala shulchan b'chayri. If it's on the side table and he knows it's going to be there, that's also the chayri good. Sorry? 1 minute, because then the Mishnah Berurah carries on, and the Mishnah Berurah says that other Achrayim say, I feel lahayim afonov, even if it's not in front of him, rak shahayim da'at aleim. He just has in mind about it. Some Achrayim hold that's also okay. That's not muskum, but the Mishnah Berurah seems to take this on. You're asking, that's a good question. I have to, let me just write this down. You're asking, it's in the cupboard, but it's not in front, not on the table. Yeah? Cupboard, not on table. Okay, I'm not sure if the... Sorry? Let's say he knew he's going to drink it. That's the second part of Mishnah Berurah. Not on the Mishnah Berurah says one thing. Mishnah Berurah says a bracha bo yipreg offerin patters all drinks if it's on the table in front of you when you make the bracha bo yipreg offerin. Then he adds, and yes, omer, the Mishnah Berurah's lashon is, v'yesh makirin afil l'hoi l'fano. Someone, if it's not in front of you, even if it's not in front of you, rak shahoy adat alem. He knew about it. He knew he was going to have it. So the whiskey in the cupboard, he normally has it, so he knows about it. So is that good enough or not? So that's a question. Mr. Brewer and the Meister seems to be a maker with this, actually, but it's not musk and good to everyone. But the Meister, the Mr. Brewer seems to be, take this on, that one can you make on. The question, a big question over here is, how much wine do you have to putter all other liquids? What do you have to have? So in the Mishnah Berurah himself, it's very interesting, the Mishnah Berurah himself says that, the Lashon Mishnah Berurah is, Bedash, im kirish al yayin, someone make kirish on wine, v'holitzi achem b'rechosa, and he puttered others with his bracha. That means the husband, the father, made kirish on Shabbos morning. And he made the Kiddush, v'loik tomu mikoshal Kiddush, they didn't taste anything from a cup of Kiddush, v'roitzim nishto sham mashka, now they want to drink a mashka. So the moshul, let's say someone made Kiddush on Shabbos morning, and his b'nai b'ayis didn't have any wine. Only he had the wine. And now they want to have a cup of coffee, or they want to have a cup of Coke. Says the Mishnah Berurah, they didn't drink anything on the coast. That's the Lashon Mishnah Berurah. Im lo tamo mekoshel kiddush. They didn't taste from a cup of kiddush. V'roisim nishto sham mashkin. Wanted to drink some other mashkin. Even if it was in front of them, b'shol they made the bracha. Tzrichim lebracha l'mashkin. They have to make a bracha. Ki atam sheyayim poter. Because the reason why wine patters b'shom tchara mashkin tfeim loy. All other drinks become topple to the wine. Because she'ein ha'shoyser lo shayek tam zeh. When he doesn't drink, this time is not shaykh. So he has to drink wine to make everything else top to it. If you're not drinking, there's no exemption whatsoever of wine puttering other drinks. So again, that case of it, the Mishnah says, the husband or the father made kiddush on Shabbos morning. Or, more practical, you go to a kiddush on Shabbos morning in a shul, and the person makes kiddush. Only he drinks the wine, or people nearby him. You're far away from him, you've got no shaykh to the wine. And now you want to have a cup of a Coke. You have to make a shahakul near before on that cup of Coke. The bracha he made doesn't help you. The Mishnah Berurah is Madaik over here. And the Mishnah Berurah says, from this loshen over here, oh, I don't know if I can find it here now, that the mashmoz is that you didn't drink anything. But it's mashmoz, if you drank a little bit of the wine, then it would exempt you from other what do you call it? It would pattern you from all our mashkos. It looks like Mr. Brewer's learning. Let me just see if I can find it quickly here. The Shat Sin. Um, Cavis Barber did one of the posh and mash from me, then Tom Waffin and Mictas Baalma Shub Einam Srichim. The Loshno Derechaim says that they didn't taste any of the wine. It's mashma how they tasted some of the wine, even a drop, that would be enough. And the Bi'a Locha is very busy with this, and the Bi'a Locha brings, that he holds, from, I can't remember who's bringing from, that you need to have a Molly Lugmov of wine to exempt you from all other drinks. That means if a person only has a small amount of wine, this shtickle toe doesn't work. It has to be a choshever amount of wine that a person drinks. If a person has a choshever amount of wine, then in such a case, since he's having a kosher amount of wine, then that will patter other wine. That will patter other drinks. But if he only has a small mashu, then that won't help, and that will not patter him from other drinks. So again, the Mishabrua, the way he writes it, looks like he's saying that if you have taste a little bit of wine or grape juice, no difference, that will patter other drinks. But in the Bi'a Locha, it's very stark that you have to have a Moli Lugmov. Less than a Moli Lugmov, if you don't have a Moli Lugmov, it will not patter other drinks. You realize now it's a serious problem. That means the marshal, very often when you go Shabbos morning, let's say, for example, in the Bnei Bayis, people drink a small amount of wine. So the marshal, let's say you make kiddush on Shabbos morning, and you're going to have cake and drinks first, and afterwards you're going to wash. According to this, a lot of them are subbing, a lot of people who are sitting at the table are only going to have a small amount. If they're only going to have a small amount, then you're running into this question, or the Bi'a Locha, that will that small amount patter you from all other drinks? Are you with me, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah? It's a serious question now. It's a big stop it what to do. You've got a serious stop it brochas what to do. So how would you get around this problem? Yeah, so the poshna eitz will be to have a shakan or something else. That's really the best thing to do, is to make a shakan or something else. Not sure, you take a piece of chocolate or a sweet or whatever. If you make a shakan on that, then that's the best eitz. That way avoids the problem. Or you can get someone else to emote you on a shakan. That if you want to have a drink, you can do that. Someone else can emote you. That's really the best thing to do, to have someone else to emote you. If you can't do that, if you haven't got that, so your person can't manage anything else, you've got nothing else. So that's a big question. What is the halacha lemaaser? In the Sefer Mezuzos HaBracha, he brings from some Achronim who say that the ikkah is that to be a halacha taka. If you don't have a Mori Lugmov, you have to make a bracha rishon on your cup of coffee. Now, Mori Lugmov is quite a lot. A Mori Lugmov, we said, is only about 46 mil. It's just over half a revias. And a revias is 86 mil. So you have to have over half a revias, about 45 mil. A normal lechayim glass is not that. So it's quite a bit. Yeah? So you need to have quite a bit of l'chaim, and you need to have quite a bit of wine. And Moralum was 46 mil. You need quite a bit of it in order to be able to accommodate your shitter. Others, the Svardim, it looks like, I can't remember what the Zosa Brocha brings down, but others bring down, let's see if I can remember who it is, if I can find out who it is here. He brings over here. No one there. What do you mean? That's a different shahakar completely over there. He's making shahakar near a water. That was a help for coffee because you made shahakar on that. We're talking about a person who makes boi priya gofen, and you want to know now, will the boi priya gofen help you for another liquid? If you make shahakar near a water, a glaze of whiskey, then you got no shy there. Sorry? Shakar, you have in mind, Pasha, when you go to a kids, you have in mind that all shakars are going to be covered with your brocha. So Pasha are coming in for chocolate and the sweets, even though it's a different liquid to a solid Pashas, because there, a person he's got in mind when he goes to a kids, he wants to keep whatever's in front of him. So in such a case like that over there, Lechera, it's a big sophic what to do. So I'm saying, he looks like he brings over here, Lechain Nere Ika, that many people hold that Legabe patching other mashkas. If you don't have a Mori Lugmov, it's a Chiddush, you could have to make a Shakar near Bivore on a cup of coffee. Others, the Svardish... Sorry? No, but 1 minute. My dear friend, you're making Shakar in the Bromford, you got no Shala. Yeah, but I'm telling you, when you go to a kiddish normally and you make a shakel on your whistle, your bronfen, you normally have in mind your shakel should cover everything. So your bronfen will cover all your shakels, there's no problem there. We're talking about now over here, the boat pria gofen, when it patter all other drinks like coffee and all shakels. Normally it does, but the question is how much do you have to make it? So here we're saying that the Meister, Bialocha seems to be Bialocha seems to take on, but the ikar shitta is that you need to have a molin lugmov, and that's how some achron take on. That if you don't have a molin lugmov of wine, let's say any one of them, assuming the ones who are listening, are not having a molin lugmov of wine, even though they have a small amount, they have to make a new brocha shayla and a cup of coffee. It's better to avoid the shayla and make a shakar or something else completely, like on a sweet. If you can't do that, many achrayim take on that if you can't do this other eitzah, you can't get someone else who emotes you in a brocha, then you're allowed to make a new shakar and a cup of coffee. And others, the Spanish rabbonim seem to be more makel. They seem to say that even a mashu is good enough. Even if you have just a small drop, that would also patter you for boyfriend, and you have a small sip. One of the listeners has a small sip. That will also exempt you from a cup of coffee. One other thing I forgot to mention, Oirach, a visitor who comes to someone's house, he's automatically included, like he's got darts on everything. Because since an Oirach is dependent on the darts by the bias, whatever the balabai is going to serve is good enough. Even though there's no coffee on the table, there's no Coca-Cola on the table, but whatever the balabai brings on is like he's got the favours to dance for, and that helps him for that. Okay, Rabbi Stein. Call to a good night. Sure.